This is the Sakar Merli of the 18th of August, 2026. Essence. Sweet children, do not believe any gossip you hear. If someone tells you wrong things, let them in one ear and out of the other. Question. What are the signs of children who maintain the happiness of this knowledge? Answer. They happily continue to merge their karmic accounts of suffering for their past actions. When you have the happiness of this knowledge, you forget the world of pain, sorrow, and suffering. Your intellects are aware that you are now going to a world of happiness. Ravan cursed you and caused you sorrow. The Father has now come to remove you from this world of sorrow and suffering and take you to that world of happiness. Song. Having found you, we have found the whole world. The earth, the sky, everything belongs to us. Om Shanti. You sweetest spiritual children heard the song. You children should surely have goose pimples, because it is said that there is no nourishment like that of happiness. All of you spiritual children have now found the unlimited Father. There is only the one unlimited Father. And you children know that when others belong to the Father and become his children, they too will have goose pimples. You children know that you had a kingdom and that you then lost it. You are now claiming that kingdom once again. This is good news for the people of Bharat. However, it is only when they listen to this and understand it very well. This is truly a matter of happiness. The Father comes every cycle. The birth of the Father is remembered here. All the festivals refer to this time. The Father has come and shown you a very easy path. People have so many different types of sorrow. When you have the happiness of this knowledge, all pain and sorrow become merged. When someone who has been ill is close to full recovery, everyone feels very happy. The illness and sorrow are forgotten. The members of his own family, his in-laws and friends all become happy. You children know that all of you were the masters of the world and that Ravan then cursed you. This is a world of pain and sorrow. Then tomorrow it will be a world of happiness. When that world of happiness is remembered, all sorrow and suffering are forgotten. This is a Tamopratan world. There are different types of suffering of karma. There are so many assaults against innocent ones. Many types of obstacles come. These obstacles and these days of suffering of karma will last for just a short while longer. The Father gives you patience. Only a few more days remain. This also happened in the previous cycle. The accounts of the suffering of karma have to be settled. Continue to merge all of them in happiness. Simply continue to remember the Father and the inheritance. Don't perform any wrong actions. Otherwise, there will be even greater punishment and your status will be destroyed. It is the children's duty to remember the one Father. The Father says, "Remember me and your sins will be absolved." Your karmic accounts will be settled. A very short time remains. Continue to settle your karmic accounts because you are sticks for the blind. Remember this and also continue to show others the path. Many obstacles will come. As much as possible, continue to tell everyone to remember the Father. These words are very well known. Man above means, O souls, constantly remember me alone, and your past sins will be burnt away. There is no question of being confused about this. Simply remember the Father, and you will become Satipatthana from Tamopatthana. You know that you have been around the cycle of 84 births. You have continued to go around this cycle and will continue to do so. This is an old world and these are old costumes. Forget these. This is the unlimited renunciation of souls. Their renunciation is limited. They just leave their homes and families. Those are their parts in the drama, and they will repeat again. Every second that passes is in the drama. Then this same drama will repeat again. All of the scriptures are books of the path of devotion. After devotion, there is this knowledge. It is very easy to explain the picture of the ladder to anyone. You can put up the main pictures in your home. The Trimurti is very clear. At the top is Shiva. Brahma, Vishnu and Shankar are residents of the subtle region. And then there is God, the highest on high. You children know that the place where the Father resides is also the residence of you souls. Whether you call it the land of Nirvana or the land of peace, it is the same thing. The name land of peace is correct, and the land of Nirvana means the land beyond sound, which means the land of silence. That is the land of peace, and then there is that land of happiness, peace, and prosperity. Then there is this land of sorrow and peacelessness. In that land of happiness, there are limitless treasures. What is it today, and what will it be tomorrow? Today is the end of the Iron Age. Whereas tomorrow it will be the start of the Golden Age. There is the difference of night and day. It is said the day and night of Brahma and the Brahmins, the mouth-born creation of Brahma. Deities exist in the day and Shudras exist in the night. You Brahmins are in the middle. No one knows about this confluence age. Human beings are in extreme darkness. It is the duty of you children to take everyone into extreme light. The same Mahabharat war is in front of you. It is remembered that those who have non-loving intellects at the time of destruction are led to destruction. Whereas those who have loving intellects at the time of destruction are led to victory. You children know that Baba is once again giving you the same kingdom. No one can snatch that kingdom away from us. Ravan began to exist in the Copper Age. Ravan snatched away our kingdom. Therefore, consider him to be your enemy. Only one's enemy's effigies are made and burnt. He is a very old enemy. Although it is said that this is the kingdom of Ravan, it doesn't enter anyone's intellect. Therefore, this is called extreme darkness. The Unlimited Father is knowledgeful. He is called the bestower of knowledge, the bestower of the divine eye. Now each of you souls has each received a third eye of this knowledge. Previously you didn't know anything. You now know everything. The Father is the ocean of knowledge, and so he would definitely speak this knowledge, would he not? How could this knowledge be revealed unless he speaks it? You see that the Father gives you this knowledge through which there is salvation for half a cycle. Devotion has to continue for half a cycle. Only at the confluence age does salvation take place through this knowledge. Nothing of the children can ever remain hidden. The Father says, whenever you perform any wrong action, tell the Father. Baba knows that many continue to perform bad actions. This is the kingdom of Ravan. Maya slaps you. Nevertheless, many continue to hide everything. Baba says, whenever you make a mistake, tell Baba about it instantly, and Baba will then show you a way to be saved from that in the future. Otherwise, it will continue to increase. Lust is the greatest enemy. Some write to Baba, Baba, there is a lot of opposition from Maya. None of you has the constant yoga that enables you to remain safe from Maya. There is a lot of body consciousness. Many are slapped by Maya. Baba continues to receive news from everywhere. So many wrong stories are printed in the newspapers. Nowadays people can make up so many stories. They are Tamo Pratam. When Vyas had a Rajo intellect, look what he wrote. The Father explains to you children, don't get upset by believing the things you hear from others. So-and-so said this and did this. That spoils your head. They don't understand that this is a Tamo Pratam world. Maya will try to make you fall. When anyone tells you false stories, let it in one ear and out of the other. Continue to give this message to others. The Father says, I bring a message. O souls, now follow Srimat. Listen to my message. Simply constantly remember me alone. Those who remember me will benefit themselves. You souls have to remember me because you had forgotten me. You are now receiving the Father's Srimat. There is no question of asking for blessings or mercy in this. Simply remember the Father. There is no need to ask or do anything. You have also heard how this world cycle turns. There is no argument about it. The Father comes when there is extreme darkness. This is why the night of Shiva is celebrated. The birth of Sri Krishna is also celebrated at night. They make kheer, a rice pudding, and puris in the temples at night. What would you make for Shiva? He is incorporeal. No one knows at what moment Baba comes or how he departs. He doesn't stay in the chariot constantly. He comes and goes. You understand that you are now the grandchildren of Shiv Baba. You receive the inheritance from him. Even Brahma receives the inheritance from him. He is a human being. Sri Krishna is number one in claiming salvation. He is loved by everyone because he is in the Satipatthan childhood stage. When he grows a little older, his stage is said to be Sato. Then there are the Rajo and Tamo stages. Sri Radha and Sri Krishna then become Lakshmi and Narayan. The Father gives this knowledge to those he gave it to previously. Deities existed in Bharat. That is why there are many temples to them in Bharat. In the churches of Christianity you only see Christ. There are so many temples to the deities. The Father has come to change you from humans into deities. That is, he has come to make Bharat into heaven. We are becoming pure by remembering the Father. We too are with the Father, making Bharat into heaven. It is as though we have come with the Father. On the path of devotion, they incur so much expense in creating temples and idols of the deities. They create them, sustain them, and then destroy them. They sink those idols within 9 days. They have a lot of love for them. In Calcutta, they celebrate Navratri, the festival of 9 nights of the goddesses, a great deal. You are now amazed at all of those things. Previously, we too used to take part in that. They spend tens of millions of rupees. There is so much blind faith. They have so much love for the Ramayana, etc. They even shed tears while listening to those stories. All of them belong to the path of devotion. There is no benefit in them. Baba is now making us so sensible. You hear all of these things here, but you must not forget the things that you hear here. Remember everything. Become completely refreshed before you leave here. Consider yourselves to be souls and forget everything you see, including your bodies. All of this is a graveyard. In the Birla temple to Lakshmi and Narayan in Delhi, it is written, Bharat was a land of angels and was established by Dharamraj. You children understand that this world is now to become a graveyard. The Father says, everyone has been completely burnt away by sitting on the pyre of lust. It is not said the pyre of anger. It is the pyre of lust that is said. There is slight intoxication or semi-intoxication in that. The Father sits here and explains to only you children. It would be said of an unworthy child that he is losing his father's beard. The father's honour is being lost. The unlimited Father also says, when you make your face dirty, you defame the name of the Brahmin clan who are to become deities. You children know that you are once again making Bharat into the land of the elevated deities with the power of purity. For you, this is a common thing. You can see that the Mahabharat war is just ahead. The gates to heaven will open through this war. The Mahabharat war has been portrayed in the scriptures. They haven't shown what happened after that. They simply say that annihilation takes place. On the one hand, they have shown Sri Krishna taking birth from his mother's womb, and on the other hand, they have shown him floating on a pipal leaf, sucking his thumb. They don't understand anything. There, you stay in the palace of a womb in great comfort. How could he float on a leaf in an ocean? That is impossible. That whole drama is predestined, and only you know it. It happens in the same way every cycle. You children now have to benefit yourselves and others too. This is the main thing. The Father is the creator of heaven. He is called Heavenly God the Father. Therefore, we children should then become the masters of heaven. People celebrate the birthday of Shiva in Bharat, so he must definitely have given something to Bharat. He is now giving you the sovereignty of heaven. The Father is the bestower of salvation. Only the Father, the ocean of knowledge, comes and gives you this knowledge. It is now that the Father gives you this knowledge. He will come here again after 5,000 years. You children have the faith that those who belong to the Brahmin clan will continue to come here. Acha? To you, sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you, spiritual children, and the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence for Dana. 1. Benefit yourself and others by following Srimat. When someone tells you false things, listen to them, but ignore what they say. Don't become upset by them. 2. Pay attention that the name of the Brahmin clan, who are to become deities, is never defamed. Never perform wrong actions. Settle your past karmic accounts. Blessing. May you have a crown and be seated on the heart throne, and with intoxication and the awareness of your goal, make your physical senses work under your orders. At the confluence age, all of you children have received a crown and a throne from Bapdada. There is a crown of purity and also a crown of responsibilities. There is an immortal throne and also the heart throne. When you are double crowned and seated on a double throne, you automatically remember your intoxication and goal. Your physical senses then say, "Yes, my lord." The orders of those who leave their crown and throne are not obeyed even by their workers. Slogan: having weak thoughts makes you have many questions, not happy-hearted. Aviat signal: finish the seed of impurity and become clean, that is pure. The greatest charity of godly service is the donation of purity. For you to become pure and make others pure is to become a charitable soul, because you are liberating a soul from the great sin of committing suicide. Impurity is suicide of the soul, and purity is the donation of life. Om Shanti.